What do we have in Jesus? Church, we learned in this series, we have the Wonderful Counselor. We have the Mighty God. We have the Everlasting Father. And today we will conclude by learning that we have the Prince of Peace. We have, church, the Prince of Peace. The subtitle for today's message is this: Multiplied Peace. Multiplied Peace. Turn your Bibles to Isaiah 53. Isaiah chapter 53. When God gave us the gift of his Son, he gave us the Prince of Peace. When God gave us the gift of his Son, he gave us the Prince of Peace. Now we must understand what peace is. Peace is not what's happening on the outside. Peace is what takes place on the inside. Because if peace is what's happening on the outside, none of us would ever have any peace. Peace takes place on the inside. Let me give you the definition of peace. Peace is simply this: the tranquil state of the soul. It is the tranquil state of the soul. When we have peace, our soul is undisturbed by external things. When we have peace, our soul is undisturbed by external things. In other words, when everything is going crazy on the outside, I am calm on the inside. When we have peace, we are content through experiences. Now, what do I mean by that? It does not mean that we are content with experiences. Because I might not be pleased with the experiences that I am going through. But when I have peace, I can be calm and cheerful on the inside, despite the experiences on the outside. Church, Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And that's good news, because everyone desires peace. Everyone desires peace. Everyone wants to be undisturbed on the inside. I don't know anyone who wants to be agitated on the inside. But the only way for us to get true peace is through Jesus Christ. He is the Prince of Peace. What does that mean, he is the Prince of Peace? He is the captain of our peace. The captain of our peace. He is the one who creates peace. He leads us to peace. And he controls our peace. He is the captain of our peace. He creates peace. He leads us into peace. And he controls our peace. Church, there are three things we need to know about the Prince of Peace on this morning. We need to know that Jesus, point number one, secured peace. He secured peace. Jesus obtained peace with God for us through the blood of his cross. Before Jesus gave his life on the cross, I was an enemy of God because of my sin. We have learned that all year long. Through sin, I rebelled against God. See, we have to know and understand that that's what sin is. It is to rebel against the holy God. And when I sinned against him, I rebelled against his purpose. I rejected his plan and his way. I rejected his rule over my life. And through sin, I harmed those things that belong to God. Amen. See, sin caused me to harm things that belong to God. I harmed myself. Not only did I harm myself, I harmed others. I harmed his creation. Because I harmed what belonged to God, I became the subject of his wrath and his punishment. I did not have peace with a holy God. But what's even worse is I could not do anything about it. See, when I was a rebel against God, I had no way to approach him. I could not make amends for my deeds. There was a gulf between me and God because of all the things that I had done. I had too many sins to count. See, we learned this year that I was born in sin, shaped in iniquity. That means I was sinning from the start. I did what was wrong. I failed to do what was right. Church, we know that we were wrong in our mind. We were wrong with our mouth. We were wrong using our flesh. We had all kinds of bad actions and bad intentions. Too many sins to make amends for. And every day my sins just kept piling up. I was God's enemy and I had no peace. And because my conscience told me that I was guilty, I was agitated on the inside. See, don't be fooled by people who say they don't want God. Because you remember what it was like being in sin. That no matter how much we enjoyed the sin that we were in, we were agitated on the inside. Because our conscience told us that God was going to deal with us. Our conscience told us that judgment was around the corner. And as much as we tried to push it away, we couldn't get rid of that agitation on the inside. I had no peace with God, but Jesus secured my peace. Let's read Isaiah 53, verses 3 through 6. A very familiar scripture. It says, he is despised and rejected of men. This is speaking of Jesus. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But this is the good news, church. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, every one of us. We have turned everyone to his own way. I had my way and you had yours. And the Lord had laid on him the iniquity of us all. What is Isaiah saying in this scripture? When he says that he was wounded for our transgressions, that means that he was pierced for our rebellion. Church, he was pierced for our rebellion. The crown of thorns on his head pierced our rebellious mind. The piercing in his hands pierced our rebellious ways. The piercing in his feet pierced our rebellious lifestyle. And the piercing in his side pierced our rebellious heart. He was pierced for our rebellion. He was crushed for our crimes. Crushed for our corrupt behavior. Crushed for our immoral behavior, crushed for our perverse ways, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. What does that mean? You can state that this way. The chastisement needful to obtain peace was upon him. the chastisement needful to obtain peace was upon him. See, the only way I could have peace with God was for every last one of my sins to be dealt with. Whatever I have done wrong from my first breath to my last. So Jesus received my chastening. He received my punishment that I might obtain peace with a holy God. See, church, we have to understand this because many people talk about making peace with God. You know, I'm going to make peace with God in my way and in my own time. And when people say that they're going to make peace with God, they are deceived. No man can make peace with God. He is holy and we are sinful. And for all my right, there is too much wrong. We cannot make peace with God, but Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He died, received our chastening so that we might have peace with God. And when I trust him, I was forgiven. When I trusted him, no longer was I agitated on the inside because my past was forgiven. Everything that I did was over. Everything that I did wrong was let go. I had peace with God. I was reconciled with him. Now that I am a child of God, I am a son of God, not an enemy, and I receive his grace. Church, we have peace because of Jesus. We don't have to wonder if God accepts us. We don't have to wonder if he loves us. We don't have to wonder if we are subject to his wrath, even when we don't do right. Yes, he still corrects us, but he corrects us as a loving father corrects his child. I know that I belong to him, that he will never reject me. He'll never destroy me, and he'll never cast me aside in disgust. I'm confident, and I'm confident at the end of my journey, he will receive me into his presence. Church, we have peace with a holy God. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Jesus secured peace, and Jesus, point number two, leaves peace. He secured peace, and he leaves peace. Turn your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 26. Isaiah chapter 26. Jesus not only secured our peace on the cross, but he leaves peace with those who trust him. Jesus leaves peace with those who trust him. See, the Gospel of John records that when Jesus was getting ready to go to the cross, he spoke to his disciples who were agitated. And he talked to them about what was going to happen after he was crucified. And he said to them, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you." I'm going to leave you with my peace. I'm going to leave you with a different kind of peace, different than what the world can offer. See, the peace that Jesus leaves us is not like the peace of the world. Church, the world offers a peace that is not real. The peace that is offered in this world, it is not real. The world's peace only dulls our senses. That's what the world's peace does. In other words, it numbs you to your circumstances for a time. That's all it does. It's like a sedative. Numbs you to your circumstances, but eventually the calming effects begin to wear off. Amen. See, the drugs and the alcohol, pleasure and amusement. See, that is a type of peace that the world offers. Money and material. That's what the world offers and says, if you have these things, you will be all right on the inside. But all of those things are temporary sedatives. Because when the high wears off, when the amusement is no longer amusing, when your money becomes funny and your material becomes a headache to you, When all of that happens and all of the sedatives go away,